maybe not like the nice in long talk you want.
It's always a simcha to come and start my day with Torah away. We're holding by Parshas Shemini, but also by Parshas HaChodesh. Now we know we've had Shabbos Zochor, we've had Shabbos Shkolin, we've had Parshas Parah. Now we have Parshas HaChodesh. Now Parshas HaChodesh says the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof Tes. Says the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chof Tes. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar. We read Parshas Shkolim. Bashnia says the Mishnah Zochu. Bashlishis Paraduma says the Mishnah. Boravias HaChodesh Azalochem. So we have four parshias, the Dalet parshias. And different order, Shkolim, Zochor, Poro, and Achodesh. Says Rashi, Horevius Achodesh is Elochem. This Shabbos, Parshas Achodesh, Achodesh is Elochem, Rosh Chodoshim. Says Rashi, why do we read Achodesh is Elochem? Says Rashi, because three words, says Rashi in the Gemara Megillah. Shashom Parshas HaPesach. Sheshom Parshas Pesach there, in Achodesh Lelochem, it's Parshas the Parsha Pesach. Asks Reb Tzadok and Pri Tzadok the following question, and I think, if we think about it, we're all bothered by this question, but Reb Tzadok brings it out. Asks Reb Tzadok, because I don't understand. He says, Parshas Shkolim, we don't call it Parshas Kisiso, we call it Parshas Shkolim, we're talking about Shkolim, we're talking... Look there, Parshas Poro. We don't call it Parshas Chukas HaTorah. We call it Parshas Poro. Comes Achodesh Elochem. Rashi tells us the reason that we read the Psukim of Achodesh Elochem in Parshas Boy is to tell us to speak about Pesach. Rashi says, Sashom Parshas Pesach. So we should call it Shabbos Pesach. We would call it Parshas Achodesh. Achodesh Elochem, says Rashi, is only there to bring us into the spirit of Pesach. So the same way we call Shabbos Shkolim, we call Shabbos Poro, we call Shabbos Zochor, we should be calling this Shabbos, Shabbos Pesach. Why Shabbos? Shabbos Yom? It's true. But we're preparing for Pesach the same way a Shabbos Shkolim is not Shkolim. It's the Shabbos that we're focusing on the Shkolim. This Shabbos is focusing on the says Rashi, Sheshom Parshas HaPesach. We should have some recollection to Pesach. Why is the Chodesh, calling a Shabbos HaChodesh, connecting us to Pesach? Every month connects us to what's in that month. So during the Shir today, with your help, we're going to try and understand the deeper meaning in Parshas HaChodesh. Now the Chodesh that we're talking about, is Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, Be'ez Hashem, beginning of next week, Be'ez Hashem, Tuesday is Rosh Chodesh. Now, we need to try and have a look at the Chodesh and try and understand the deeper meaning of the Chodesh, and Be'ez Hashem will come back to the Pri Tzadok's question, why we call it Parshas HaChodesh. The Sefer Yetzirah writes, brought down by the Yisoschar and others for him, as we know, the Kechavim of every month, the constellation of every month, has different mazolos. The most famous one is the mazal that we're in now, in Ador, we're still in Ador, the mazal of Ador is Dogim. And in various months, we've spoken of different attributes of different months. We know every month has a Shevet, which is connected to that month. The Shevet of Nisan is Shevet Yehuda. Maybe if we give another Shevet for Pesach, we'll speak about the Yehuda's connection to Chodesh Nisan. But today, I'd like to try and understand what the Sefer Yetzirah writes and the Bnei Yisoschar and others want to bring down, that the mazel of Nisan is the Tle, is the lamb. The lamb is the symbol of Chodesh Nisan. We need to understand why the lamb, why the Tle. Now if we look at Pesach a bit deeper, this is a month which is clear, as we're going to go through, we're very busy with Rosh Chodesh already. Why, Rabbi Levi, why are you talking about Pesach now, before we even finished Adar, Teretz is? Because Pesach doesn't start on Pesach. Pesach already, we say in the Megillah, we say in the Haggadah, Yochel Rosh Chodesh. And we find that Korban Pesach, a very interesting din, we find the Korban Pesach was there in Mitzrayim Davka. We could have brought the Korban Pesach a few minutes later, a few hours later. No, Hashem wanted a Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. We need to understand why in Mitzrayim. And if we think about the mitzvahs of Pesach, as we're getting into the spirit of Pesach, if we think about it, all of the mitzvahs of Pesach are mitzvahs by night. By Dalet Minim, for example, I know special Yidden, I'm not on that level, to get up on nets on Sukkot morning to shake Dalet Minim straight away the first opportunity. All Yomim Tovim, there's certain mitzvahs we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah by day. By Pesach, the mitzvahs are all the laila, they're all by night. And we need to understand why by Pesach are all the mitzvahs halayla. That's another question. So far, there's a few attributes we'd like to understand. Question number one, why is it called Parshas HaChodesh? We should be calling it Parshas HaPesach, Parshas HaChonah LePesach, Parshas HaKdomah LePesach, something to do with Pesach. The same way we call Shabbos Zochah, Shabbos Shkolim, and others. Secondly, we asked, why is the mazel of Nisan the Tle? Of course, we know that. Shech the Korban Pesach, we understand that, but there has to be deeper why the Tle, the lamb, is connected to Nisan. Then we asked, why is it that Korban Pesach had to happen in Mitzrayim Dafka? Hashem puts a big emphasis on the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Fourthly, we asked, why all the mitzvahs of Pesach are b'layla, by night? Every other Yom Tov, we have mitzvahs b'yoyim. Here, it's all the night of Pesach. Why in the night? So in order for us to understand this, we'd just like to mention one other attribute of Pesach, chipozim. We look at the psukim of Pesach, everything happened in a rush, in haste. And that doesn't really work hand in hand with what we have, the messages from Chazal of doing things smoothly, slowly, b'mnuchas ha-nefesh, b'chobas ha-das. Chipozim is a word we find repeatedly describing the whole Mitzvah, Pesach, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, very much Chipozin is part of it. So we need to try and understand these points. In order to understand this, I want to focus on Chodesh. Let's go back to the Chodesh a minute. We all know that Nisan has got another name. Nisan has another name. Do you know which name? It's called Chodesh Ha'aviv. And the Beis Aaron says, Chodesh Ha'aviv, in these words lies a deep secret of Chodesh Nisan. Says the Beis Aaron, it says, it's called Chodesh Ha'aviv. If you look at the words Aviv, it's Av Yud Beis. It's Av Yud Beis. It's the father of the Yud Beis Chodoshim. Av Yud Beis, Aviv. That means Nisan is the Rosh Chodoshim. It's not just the Chodesh, it is the first of the Chodoshim. We start counting the months from Nisan. It's the Av of Yud Beis. So we now want to understand it. Why is it the Av of Yud Beis? What's the message of Nisan so intrinsic to be the Av Yud Beis, to be the primary month of all the Yud Beis Chodoshim? So let's look at Chodesh a minute. If you speak to any astronomer that you know, if you speak to those people, I have an uncle who lives in Israel, he's got his telescope and he's looking at the planets and you'll see the different constellations, and now we're coming up to an eclipse from what I can remember, something, all these different phenomena within the universe, in the planets. The month, they'll tell you that the Levona we know the moon. Klal Yisrael nimshlu l'alvana. We compare it to the moon. And the chodesh revolves around the moon. The moon is mischadosh every month. Chodesh hazeh lochem. This is a message for you. Chodesh hazeh lochem. The way that the chodesh works is a message for us. Klal Yisrael. Chodesh lochem. Now, if there's any time that we're looking to find the moon, even in rainy Manchester, in cloudy Manchester, in foggy London, whatever, there's a certain time that I would not advise you to look for the moon. The beginning of the chodesh, there's 6 to 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours that you'll not see the moon. It's always going to be hidden right at the beginning of the chodesh. Says the lekach v'alibov, says the Rav Ram Shor, he says, if you look at the way that we find the chodesh described in Parshas in Chodesh Nisan, it says ha-chodesh hazeh lechem. Ha-chodesh. What's the ha-chodesh? There's an emphasis on this chodesh, and we have the extra hey. He says, Klal Yisrael had fallen in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, the Mentes Shai Tumah, it needed to be pulled out of the depths of Cheshach Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out in the 90th minute, so to speak. He says, in the darkest moment, that is the cooking of a new moon, of a new horizon. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, the message of Rosh Chodesh is telling Klal Yisrael, in the darkest moment, from then you will see the Yeshuas. Says Rav Ram Shor, he says, the gematria of HaChodesh is 317. Yiyush is also 317. The Chodesh is exactly the antidote to a situation of Yiyush. Darkness is the prerequisite to every chodesh, because it's telling us as from the darkness you will have light. From there. That is the secret of the chodesh. This is a chodesh hazeh lochem. Now I want to explain this concept a bit deeper. We know, when did the Yeshua come in Mitzrayim? What time? What time did the Yeshua come? Kachatzos, bachatzos, chatzos alaylo. The Geula came at Chatzos. Why Chatzos? There's many times of the day, there's different. There's nets, there's alos, there's Shkia. If we pet with Shkia, what's happens? I don't know, what's Chatzos! Oh, we've got Givaldi Gateras. Now I want to ask you one other point. What else happened at Chatzos Alayla? We're talking about the Yeshua, yeah? We're talking about the Yeshua Gladysol. What else happened at Chatzos? And what a hoot, it says the pasuk. The klovim, the dogs, did not bark. Says the Gemara Brachas Daf Gimel. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Shalosh Mishmoros Havo Alayla. There's three mishmoros at night. But call mishmor or mishmor on every one of the mishmoros. Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shoyeg Ka'ari Hashem sits. Kaviyachu. The Moya Elam Alein Shenema Hashem Mimorim Ishog Mishmora Rishoyna, the first Mishmor Chamoir Noir. The Chamoir is Noir. Shnia Klovim Tzoyakim. The second one, the dogs bark. Shlishis Tinek Yenek Mishdeimoy. The second part of night, the Klovim bark. There's many parts of the Bria, by the way. I'm not giving a shit now on Klovim. Klovim is a shifra itself, dogs are shifra themselves. They're the last, the 85th shira of Pirkei Shira. They're the last shira of Pirkei Shira. There we have a whole scenario where one of the Tanoim, he fasted 85 Taniyos to understand the Klovim. That's a separate shira completely. But we find the dogs are the Tzoyakim, and they're the middle Mishmo. Why? Why the Klovim in the middle Mishmor? They're not the first, they're not the last, they're in the middle one. Why? Says the Nesivos Sholem a fascinating thing. He says, you know, in Chazal we find different limudim from different animals. Right? Different limudim from different animals. We find Zrizos from the Rotz Katzvi, Gibbo Kari. We find the Yisocha Chamoy Gorem. We find Kal Kanesha, we go through Pirkei Shira, we go through different animals and birds, and find different limudim. The Kelev has got no koiches ruchniyim. Even though Without going into too many detail, even though you look in England and you'll see this nice man walking his poodle around the park, and they'll tell you that the dog is man's best friend, they'll say loyalty from the dog. Chazal don't look at it like that. The dog isn't man's best friend. The dog is a symbol of Amalek. Even though there's a marshal that says that Kelev is Kulei Lev, you have to understand what Kulei Lev means. That's because Hashem, maybe we'll have a different show, we'll focus just on Klavan. Says the Nesiv HaSholem, a fascinating thing, he says, the Kelev, the dog, hasn't got much to offer. He says that's exactly why he cries in the middle of the night. Why? He says the middle Mishmar, he says the first Mishmar has still got of darkness, has still got a bit of light from the day we just finished. The last Mishmar is already got a bit of light from the sun which is about to rise. The middle Mishmar is the darkest time. The middle Mishmar is the darkest time. As he puts it, it's the Sia Chashkus. It's the darkest of darkest moments. He says, in that time, that's when the Kelev is Tzoyek. The Kelev is the symbol of someone who isn't connected, hasn't got much to offer. The Kelev, it's the lowest type of animal. That is when, even in that dark moment, we can see the Yeshua. It's Dafka then that the Klavim are Tzoyekim. It's Dafka that moment. You know, I don't mean to take any sides over here. And Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibur Kim Chayim, me personally, i.e. round matzah. We have hand matzah for Seder. I'm zoicher to have a shviga who only has machine matzah. I'm Hashem for many years, we said the same Seder. I have my round matzah, they have the square matzah, and it's beautiful. And it's all beautiful, there's no issues over here. But I want to share with you, Aruga Saboysum says that wherever our minhagim are today, no one's going to argue that the matzahs used to be round. Before the machines came along, and those that have machine, there's hidurim, that they're makbidon, and there's a masoira for that. But no one's going to argue the matzahs were round. Says the Aruga Saboysim, he says something fascinating. He says, when you have a circle, which is the matzah is the symbol of the circle, Agav, by the way, just understand this concept a little bit deeper. There's no part of the creation. There's no part of the Bria that was Hashem created square. Everything in the Bria is rounded. Naturally, look at the whole Bria. Think about anything. Think about trees, fish, animals. There is nothing square Hashem created in the Bria. It's always got a curve. It's always got an eagle. Agav, just like Doma to what the Aruga Saboysim want to share with you. Says the Aruga Saboysim. He says, life, Adam, is like a circle. From the lowest part of that circle, that's exactly where you're going to start turning up. From that lowest part, the circle, you get to the bottom, you get to the bottom of the circle, get to the lowest point, that's when you start climbing up again. He says, the matzah is that symbol. The matzah symbolizes. Say, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zayguzot, brings down in the Muzat Menasitecho. He says that Leila Seder, even the Oni B'Yisrael, even the poorest one, he leads. Who cares, wherever you are. The Oni is a symbol of the person that's far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He isn't keeping march. I remember growing up, and we'll see it. It was the people that I couldn't even tell that they were Yidden, but they're going to buy the Rukuzan's matzahs for Pesach, and they're going to buy the grape juice. It doesn't make a difference where you are. The lowest of the low, the Oni B'Yisrael is Mesif. Wherever you are, however dark you are, says the Aruga Saboysim, we have a round matzah. The symbol of the round matzah is to remind you that from the lowest point, you start going up again. That is the koyach that we have within the Chodesh. What Chazal are telling us is, the symbol or the message of the Chodesh is, in from the darkness, that's where the Yeshua comes from. I want to go deeper with you. Says the Ramban, that we mentioned earlier, the Sefer Yetzirah in Perek Chamish, he says, Mazel Nisan Tle, the lamb is the symbol of Nisan. Says the Ramban in Shemois, Yud Beis Gimel, on this Sukkim Taka of Chodesh Adelachem that we're talking about today. Says the Ramban, I want to read out to you a few words of the Ramban. Tam HaMitzvah Azois, Tam, the reason of this mitzvah. Ki Bavur Ki Mazel Tle B'Chodesh Nisan. The Mazel of Tlem, Moreover, Rabbi, I'm reading out your Ramban. I'm not telling you any a lesson now. I'm telling you a Ramban. says the Ramban, that the koyach of Chodesh Nisan is tle, the koyach of Ki hu mazel hatzemeach. It's the mazel of something which is tzemeach, which is constantly growing. Lekach tzivo. Lekach tzivo lishchoy tle. Therefore, he told us to shech the tle, v'lecha loisoy, lo hidia, to tell us, sheloi v'koyach mazl yitzeinu v'shom, rak mizeyas helim. We take the mazl, we want to rise above the mazl. But the mazl of that time, says the Ramban, is the koyach of tzmicha, of growing. The Bnei Sosra explains, davka in Nisan, which is this man, by the way, when do we start making birchis elonois? When do we start making birchas elonos? Chodesh Nisan. That's tzmicha. That's when the trees start budding. That's when the new ischatcha starts. Dafka at that time. That means the koyach of a tzemeach, the koyach of growth. That is the chodesh. This is our chodesh. The chodesh where we're refreshing from the lowest place. That is the koyach of the tzmicha. The mazal of the tzleh, the growth. Says the Maral, we find haste, part and parcel of this mitzvah. The only way a Yid can climb out of darkness is when he has an inspiration to jump on that inspiration. We don't wait. A person has a moment of inspiration, that we take that and we jump with it. Says the Maral in Gvuras Hashem Perik Samav. He says, Matzah has to be done by the heroes. It has to be done quickly. Not just that. If any of you want to visit the kitchen and want to get involved in the kitchen, you'll know the quickest, the easiest way of cooking food, except for a microwave, which wasn't there in the days of Chazal, is roasting. You roast something, doesn't have to wait for the water to boil, you're not boiling, you're in an oven. Roasting is the quickest, it's directly connected to the fire. Says the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Vav, says the Rambam Adobo Niflo. He says, Bepesach, it's Tzli Eish Vilvad, it has to be roasted. Why? He says, you know why? Because the Sikashem, the same way that Matzah has to be B'mehirus, the similar Matzah has to be with Chipozim, has to be with a freshness, quick. Tzmicha, says the Rambam, kein tzli lemehirus. We want to cook the Korban Pesach in a way which symbolizes the Aveda of us during this month of Nisan. That means the way we climb out of the darkness is ischanshus, is the power of the Chodesh. From the darkness, we have to jump like the Tzmicha of a Tzle. We want to climb out of there. We want to take the ischanshus and hold on to the ischanshus. You know, there was a Yid in Bournemouth. His name was Mr. Shovkas. He lived to, maybe some of you may remember him, may have known him. He lived to about 140. Remember him?
Yeah,
heard of him. He lived to about 140. Now, a friend of mine was with the Manchester Rosh Hashiva in Bournemouth once. And there's one minion, and he davened in the main minion in Bournemouth. And Mr. Shovkas, I think, was already, well, at that age, was 106. And they'd finished davening. And they're walking up davening. And he's walking in. This man of 106 is walking in with his talis and tefillin. He says to him, morning, how are you? We missed you by Shachar this morning. So he says, yeah, I overslept Chof HaShlof night. 106 years old, Metz Hashem, by all of us, Metz Hashem. 106, we're coming in with talis and tefillin. And he says to him, I've got a question for you. He says, Rashtenish, if you've missed davening already, in Bournemouth there's no other minyan. It's not Mon Bijou here, but some of you in Asmanim, this is there's no other minyan. We lost them. Where are you coming? He says, listen. He says, before I left Europe years ago, my father says to me, I said, I want to go to England. I was young. My father says to me, this guy in England, a Finster in Medina. This is how his father touched England then. Probably there was more foggy there. A Finster in Medina was geist in England. This is what's going to be with you. You're going to a gloomy country called England. So he says to him, daven, try to always daven in Adis Medrash. Daven in a shul. Try to always daven in a shul. And this he turns around. I'll tell you who told me the story. Yedidi Shioza Halpa told me the story, if you want to verify this. And he told Shioza, he said to him, for the letzte 80 Jahr, for the last 80 years, I haven't missed a tefillah in a Bis Medrash. If I miss a million, I still come and daven in the Bis Medrash. 80 years! He says, that's why I'm coming in 106 with Matalas and Tefillin. I missed the minion, but I'm still coming to daven in the shul. He said, for the next few days, the Majster Rosh Hashiva could not get over it. He kept on, he kept on going back to this yid, talking about him. 80 years, not. Wherever Abayi say, that's the koyach of a yid. The koyach of a yid is we are relentless. We have the koyach of chodesh. We have a koyach of ischachos that's in our bones. A chodesh hazeh lochem, it defines us, Klal Yisrael. I want to suggest it's called Parshas Chodesh because the whole even a pinah of Pesach is built on the idea of chodesh. The whole mitzvahs of Pesach are all dafka balaylo. You know why they're dafka by night? Because night is the symbol of how a yid lives. From the darkness, that's where we grow. But therefore, all the mitzvahs are balaylo. We have matzah balaylo, simply tzis mitzrayim balaylo, more balaylo, hesiva balaylo, everything balaylo. Because night is the symbol of the mitzvahs of the holy side of Pesach. The chodesh, which starts the month, which starts from the greatest darkness, that is defining Pesach. It's Parshas HaChodesh. If you understand Chodesh, you understand how to understand the month of the mitzvahs of Pesach. That's the koyach that we have here. That's the mazel of the tleh. That's why it has to be b'chipozoim. The only way you can get out of darkness is jump on the inspiration that we have. And have to take the mazel of the tleh, which is the tzimeach, which is the symbol of growth, as the Ramban tells us. We go to the bottom of the round matzah and we climb up again from that dark moment. That is the koyach that we have. That is the koyach of a yid. That is the koyach of a chodesh. From the darkness, that is the Yeshua. And just want to finish off. Everybody in their lives have dark moments. Different kufas, we all have dark moments. And a yid, from the dark moments, he grows. Sometimes different stages, there's different types of darkness. But a yid has the koyach in his DNA to climb from the low moments, from the darkest moments, Beis Hashem, to see Yeshua's. My grandmother, Lady Jacobowitz, Aliyah Shalom, my grandmother-in-law, Lady Jacobowitz, Aliyah Shalom, came from family monk from Paris. And about the era of 10 years ago, we were in Switzerland for a family simcha. And she was there with us and with a bunch of her siblings, the monk siblings from all around the world. They were there, they all flew in for their great nephew's chasana. We were there together. And the morning after the chasana, I see there's two rental cars, and I see these whole bunch of my great aunts and great uncles, they're all climbing into these cars. I said, where are you going? You haven't invited us to the outing. They said, we're driving now towards the border. We're driving towards the border. I said, where are you going? They said, we're going to make a bracha. The bracha of Bosh Osili Nes, Mamakim Azeh. I said, where are you going? They said, we're driving to the place where we got saved. And they told me the story that they were escaping and they were taken to the border of Switzerland. And they knew they had to get over the river, get over to the border. And once they were in Swiss territory, they were safe. And my grandmother was the youngest. And she was a baby. And they get there. And I can't remember exactly if she was the youngest or not. But anyway, the baby, just at the moment, they were at the crucial place, just by the river, had to cross over the river near the border. That's when the baby started crying, and then they hear the soldier shining his torch coming towards them. They said, this is it, we've been caught. This is it. They said it was the most scariest moment of their life. The soldier walks over to them, and then sees one of the girls, picks up the baby, and says, wow, this reminds me of my own daughter. And he helps them over the river and they got saved. They said the Yeshua came at the darkest moment. At the darkest moment when we thought all was lost, that brought the Yeshua. That crying of the baby brought him to see, that reminded him that Yeshua, and from that dark moment, that's where it came. That is the yesod of Pesach. That's the yesod of the chodesh that we're coming to. We should be zeicher not to have dark moments. But if we ever have to have a dark moment, we should be zeicher with ease to see the Yeshua from the dark moment, to feel the kreiches Hashem gives every yid to climb and to be the tzimeach like the tzlem. And should be zeicher taka that this year taka should be hachodesh hazeh lachem reish chodoshim. Well, we should be zeicher taka very soon to have the Korban Pesach together in our Chabura, the Torah way Chabura, Beis Hashem, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, from here of Yameinu.
Amen. Amen.